As we discussed in our previous shiur, the halachas of mechiras chametz, and we also discussed in our shiurim in the sechta, when is the zman of iser chametz on erev Pesach, and as the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Mem Gimel summarizes. Very much based on what we've been learning. Chametz Meshesh Shos L'malah B'yom Yudalad. Chametz after the sixth hour in Erev Pesach. Osa B'hanoch. V'afilu Chametz Shal Yehudi. Osa L'henes V'menu. One can have benefit from chametz even that belongs to a non-Jew. And continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'asruach Chomim Shtei Shos Kaidim. Chazal have taught us that for 2 hours before. Hanim Metchila Shos Chamishis. From the beginning of the fifth hours, Umiyu, however, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Shoh Chamisis, during the fifth hour, Mutter Bahano, Rishoy Lamachre Leine Yehudi, you could still sell your chametz to an Akum, Afila Harbe Biyachad, even much chametz, Shavadai Lo Yechlenu, Kaidim HaPesach. Even though we know for sure that he won't finish the chametz, eating up that chametz before Pesach, as we learn in our Gemara in Daf Chof Aleph, the Machloikis of Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. So Shulchan Aruch is very clear, what is the Zman of Issa Hanob, what is the Zman of Issa Achila. But the question, of course, that comes up is, if a person is in one place, and his Chametz is in another place, what is the Zman that we say we follow as far as the Zman of looking at that chametz? Do we follow the time zone in which he's in? Or do we follow the time zone in which his chametz is in? This is an issue that has been discussed by many achronim. And interesting rayas. And of course it's very relevant. La'aloch l'maisa. There's a tshuvas on yontif. Many poskim quote that tshuvas on yontif. That his approach is that we follow the place where the chametz actually finds itself. His raya is from a gemara on daf lamed aleph from a beis masechet pesachim going into daf lamed beis. The gemara says, the mishnah says, ha'oichel tshuma chametz bePesach. If somebody eats tshuma, which is chametz on Pesach, if he did it b'shogig misham keren v'chaymish, if he did it b'shogig, he has to pay keren v'chaymish. B'mezid, if he did so b'mezid, his potter mitashlumim, he doesn't have to pay. So the Gemara begins a discussion. Iyam b'shlom l'fim meidim mishalim, that we've co according to the actual volume that he ate. It's understandable. Eliyam l'fim domim mishalim. If you say that he pays according to the value, ask the Gemara, chametz b'Pesach by Domimhu, does chametz have any value on Pesach? The Gemara says that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that we've learned Rabbi Yosef Aglili's opinion is that chametz on Pesach is mutter b'hano. So now the question is, if ask the Oinig Yontif, we follow where the chametz is, why couldn't we say that the person ate chametz on Shvi'ish or Pesach at the end of the day, and the owners of the chametz are in a place where Pesach is already over? So for the owners, the chametz have value, and even though I ate it in a place where it's still Pesach, it shouldn't make a difference. That means, let's say I'm in America, and I ate this chametz, the fact that the owners are in Eretz Yisrael, and for them, Pesach is over, that should make a difference, that the chametz is considered something that has value. Says the Oinig Yontif, the fact that the Gemara doesn't give this teretz is clearly an indication that we follow the place where the chametz actually is. And if the chametz is in a place where if it's in a place where it's Pesach, it's Osir, and if it's in a place where it's not Pesach, it's Mutter. That's the Oinig Yontif's Raya. And many Paiskim follow this Raya, this Psak of Dan Yontif. The Kaf HaChaim, I saw, follows the Psak of Dan Yontif. However, there are many Paiskim that are not convinced that we should follow the opinion of the Oneg Yontif, and they say that it really depends on the owner of the Chametz, where he is, not actually where the Chametz is. Interestingly, that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in that piece in the Har Tzvi, wants to make the following nafkamina. He says, we know that in Pesach, the two separate Yisurim. The Pesach is Osa B'Hanoah, and there's also an Isser B'Yiroh B'Yimotzei. So he wants to say that the Isser Hanoah that Chometz has is the Isser Cheftzah. And since it's the Isser Cheftzah, we follow the place where the Chometz actually is. On the other hand, he suggests that the Isser B'Yiroh B'Yimotzei is a gavra. It's dependent on me. On me, I, the Jew, may not own chametz on Pesach, and the Isser B'Yiroh B'Yimotzei follows actually where I am. He wants to bring other rayas that chametz we follow where the owner is. A Gemara later in the Masechta Daf Samach Gimel on the base. We know the pasuk says that one may not own chametz when he brings the Karban Pesach, and therefore the Gemara says that if somebody is bringing Karban Pesach, even if he's here in Eretz Yisrael and the chametz is on the other side of the world, the Gemara says he would be over for bringing Karban Pesach under such circumstances. So he wants to suggest why. If I'm here in Eretz Yisrael, but my chametz is on the other side of the world, so it's not yet Pesach. So what's the difference? It's not Pesach over there. So my chametz is in a place where it isn't Pesach. It must be that we follow the owner. And if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not allowed to own chametz, even though it makes no difference where my actual chametz is. He himself says that it's not a compelling raya. The reason he says it's not a compelling raya is because the chametz may be in a place. I could be in Eretz Yisrael, and who says my chametz, which is on the other side of the world, is on the side of the world where it's not yet Pesach? There's a side of the world where it already is Pesach. In other words, maybe my chametz is in Australia, and in Australia, Pesach begins even before Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that raya, he says, is not a compelling raya. So he tries to bring a raya from another Gemara that we learned, a Gemara on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there discusses, if we recall, if one can be mevatel chametz after his man Isser. Ask the Gemara, Ulebasi Isur Lo Mevatelei, is it true that you can't be mevatel the chametz after his man Isser? Vatanya, if somebody is sitting in the Beis Medrash, and he remembers that he has chametz at home, mevatel beliboy, he could be mevatel it echad Shabbos for echad Yontif. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam Shabbos Mishkachlei." How this could have happened in Shabbos? So the Gemara explains, "You go in Abraos or Shechalius Shabbos, that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. He's sitting in Shul Shabbos morning. He remembers that he didn't take care of his chametz." The Gemara says, "Mevatle beliboy, eli yontif. If it's already yontif, basi sura. It's already after this man that chametz is asur. And therefore, ask the Gemara, how is it possible still to mevatle the chametz? Ask Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. If we're saying that we follow the chametz, not where I am, not according to where I am, we could have a very simple case that I'm here in the Beis Medrash." But the chametz is in a place where it's not yet Pesach. And therefore, he could be mevatel the chametz, even though it's already yontif for him, given that the chametz is in a place where it isn't yet Pesach. The fact that the Gemara doesn't give this teretz, says the Har Tzvi, is a raya that we go after where I am and not after where my chametz is. And therefore, since I am here, the fact that my chametz may be in a place where it's not yet Pesach is immaterial. So this is a raya, he says, that we follow where the person is, where the owner is, not where the chametz is. So we have here a machloikis hachroinim. The Oyne Yontif says we follow the place where the owner is. The Chesel Avram, the Har Tzvi, want to bring rayas that we follow the place where the owner of the chametz is, not where the actual chametz is. It's interesting, parenthetically, the Har Tzvi in that shtickle says two interesting things. We know Rashi says in Chumash, the Pasuk says that Oymalei Aviv, if a father tells a son to be Mechal Shabbos, Yochel Yishmalei, maybe we should pay attention to him. The Pasuk says, Ish Aviv V'imai Tero, V'eshev Soysai Teshmairu. We have to respect our parents, but not at the expense, Chas V'Sholem, of violating what the Eibishter wants, that we should be Shomer Shabbos. So the Chizkuni asks a question. The obligation for one to respect his parents is only by somebody who's an Oysa Masa Amcha, whose father behaves as he's supposed to behave. If you have here an individual who's telling his son to be Mechal Shabbos, he's clearly an Eina Oysa Masa Amcha. And such an individual, the son doesn't have to listen to what he says anyway. So why do we need a special limud that he doesn't have to pay attention to when his father says that he should be Mechal Shabbos? So he quotes from the Ostrov Tzerebbe, says, until the telephone was invented, he didn't know the answer to the Chizkuni's question. But now that the telephone has been invented, he says, we can answer very simply. His father is in a place where it isn't Shabbos yet. He is in a place where it is already Shabbos. And it's very easy for that to happen, he says, and for them to be able to communicate, now that we have telephones, that we could talk from one end of the world to the next. So the father who's telling his son to be Mechal Shabbos is not doing anything wrong, for by him it's not yet Shabbos. But the son is in a place where it's already Shabbos, so that's what the Pasuk has to tell us. Your father's not an Eina Oysa Masa Amcha, but you still shouldn't listen to your father if he's telling you to be Mechal Shabbos. Similarly, he says, he discusses at the end that of that piece, let's say somebody has a radio program, he says in Eretz Yisrael, and a Motzi Shvi Shel Pesach, he gets on the radio. And he says that radio program, apparently, is listened to people around the world. And for them, it's still Pesach, because in Chutz Loretz, besides the Yontif ends later, we have an extra day Yontif, we have Akron Shel Pesach. So the question is he allowed to do this? So he says, certainly when it comes to Shmirah Shabbos, we follow the person who's doing the malacha. So for this individual, it's already after Shabbos, it's already after Yontif, so he has no problem offering a radio program. Either people on the other side of the world that will pay to open it up and they're Jewish and they're listening to a radio station, he says that isn't even a situation of Lifnei Iver, it isn't Trey Avod and Nahara. Ramosha and Eruchayim, Chelik Dalid, Simon Tzadik Dalid and Tzadik Hei discusses the Shaila as well, the Shaila of the person who's in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, but he has Chametz and Chutz Loretz, or vice versa, what should he do? And Ramosha there says that he has to take on the chumras of both ways. He should be careful. We'll use the example of his traveling to Yisrael, where Yonta begins earlier. He should be makpid that he should not have chametz already from when this man Isser is in Yisrael, which is earlier for us here than for us here in America. But on the other hand, he should be careful that he should not take back ownership, and we'll speak about this later, Mitzvah Hashem, he should not take back ownership of the chametz until after Pesach ends in Chutzlartz. The Miches Yitzchak also discusses this issue in Chelik Zayin, Simen Chavhei. It seems if one learns the Miches Yitzchak, he clearly prefers, I think, the opinion of the Chesel Avraham that says that we follow the place where you are, not the place where the Chametz is. But he also goes on to say that certainly we're dealing with a very serious Isser, the Isser of owning Chametz on Pesach, the Isser of Ba'yiroh, Ba'yimotzei, and therefore he says, L'chatchila, he too follows the opinion that we've been discussing, that one should be machmer and one should be machmer for both shitas, as Rav Moshe said, that we follow both the place where you are and the place where the chametz is l'chumra. The Mishnah Halachas has a tshuva regarding this matter in Chelik Vav Simen Tzadik Gimel. He wants to reduce this question to a shaila: is chametz an issa cheftza or an issa gavra? If it's an issa gavra, then it depends on where I am. If it's an issa cheftza, it depends on where the chametz is. And he says there's a rule throughout halacha that any issa that's related to time, by definition, is an issa gavra. And obviously, chametz v'pesach is an issa. Is related to the Yom Tov Pesach, and therefore it ought to be considered an Issa Gavra. But then he says that he wants to bring a raya from a Rambam that Chometz and Pesach may be an Issa Cheftza. Because the Rambam, he says, in Perek Aleph from Hilchus Chometz Matzah, Halacha Zayin, says, Oichel Mechometz of Pesach Kol Shehu, if you eat even a kosher of chametz on Pesach, harei ze osim in haTorah. He's over the Raisa, shnema lo yoichel. So, the Noisei Kalim of the Rambam, he says, asks the question that we have a rule b'kol haTorah kula, chotzi shir osim in haTorah. So why does the Rambam have to specify that Pesach chametz is osim b'kol shu? We know there's a rule of chotzi shir osim in haTorah. So he answers, the rule of Chatzi Shir Osim in haTorah is only by an Issa Cheftza. If it's an Issa Gavra, there is no rule of Chatzi Shir Osim in haTorah. Comes the Rambam to say that given that we just explained that Chometz B'Pesach is a time-sensitive Isser, and since it's a time-sensitive Isser, we think that that's an Issa Gavra, and therefore, since in Issa Gavra, the rule of Chatzi Shir doesn't apply, tells us the Rambam that no, Chametz B'Pesach, even though it's time sensitive, is considered an Isser Cheftza. So if it's considered an Isser Cheftza, we follow the place of the Chametz. So he too seems to be very unclear, and in another tshuva that he discusses in Simen Tzadik Zayin, he in fact says that he asked that it be publicized, and we'll speak a little more about that tshuva hopefully later, that people should realize if they're traveling from home on Yom Tov, they should pay attention if the time zone they're traveling to, Pesach ends earlier, or Pesach begins earlier, Pesach begins later, and ends later, and it's clear that his opinion, similar to what we see from all the other achroyim that we quoted, the Har Tzvi, and the Gris Moshe, and the Miches Yitzchak, is that we should go l'chumra on both. We should go l'chumra to both ways. So now the question is, so somebody is traveling overseas for Yom Tov. He's going from America to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, or vice versa. What should he do? So as we discussed in our previous shurim, when we spoke about Mechiras Chametz, there is what typically is done by Mechiras Chametz, is that the Rav is appointed a shliach. The Rav is not made, it doesn't become the owner of the chametz. The Rav doesn't want to take ownership of my chametz. However, in such a situation, suggest the Paiskim, if you could find a Rav that will agree, you ask that Rav that he should take ownership of your chametz, or you could ask someone else to take ownership of your chametz, And if you ask those individuals to take ownership of your chametz, now it's not you selling it's not your chametz, it's his chametz. And he's where the chametz is, and there's no question what is the zman iser on that chametz. The owner and the chametz are in the same time zone. However, what happens if the Rav doesn't want to take ownership of the chametz? Or, as the Michas Yitzchak discusses in that tshuva, Chelik Vav, Simen Chaf Hei, your family, you've traveled overseas, but your family still is in America. You've traveled to Israel, and your family's still in Chutz Lartz. Your family's still in America. And they're eating chametz. So you can't go and have the chametz sold earlier, because if you have the chametz sold earlier, they're eating chametz that was sold to the Akiv. And first of all, they're eating chametz that doesn't belong to them. Secondly, as we discussed in our previous shiurim, that may be mevatel the entire mechira by doing such an activity. What do you do under such circumstances? So the Michas Yitzchak says that one can ask his family, his wife, to sell the he can give them ownership over the chametz. And the Michas Yitzchak goes into a very lengthy discussion there that even if one typically gives ownership to one's wife, that doesn't mean she has the full ownership, that she could even buy, that she could even sell what she took ownership for. So he says the best thing to do is that when you give her the ownership, you actually tell her, not only am I giving you ownership, but I'm giving you ownership that you should have the right to sell the items that I'm giving you. But even if you don't do so, he says, since it's clear that that is your intent by giving her the ownership, that she should be able to sell the chametz to avoid any problem by Yirah, by Yimatzeh, just transferring ownership, and he says you don't have to do anything fancy, you could just talk to her on the telephone and tell her that's what you're trying to accomplish, and that would be a valid way for her to become the owner of the chametz, and since she's in the same time zone as the chametz, she'll do mechiras chametz like everyone else in that location.